Titus Showers along with Fred Hammond and Feed Me on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. This station is 5 cities strong all day long, and we're going around the planet at www.kaytfm.com. The weather is a concern for many of us, and in just a few moments, we're going to talk with Doug Kramer, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Lake Charles, and he'll give us an update on Tropical Storm Francine in the Gulf of Mexico. But before we get to that, let's get to the Bible Jeopardy Challenge. Here we go. In what city did Solomon rule over Israel? In what city did Solomon rule over Israel? Is it Shechem, Jerusalem, Gibeon, or Hebron? In what city did Solomon rule over Israel? Your choices are Shechem, Jerusalem, Gibeon, or Hebron. 2 Chronicles 1 and 13 has the answer you're looking for. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and verse 13. Bible scholars and students, if you get this right, I'll let you come sit at the front of the class and I'll give you an A+. But you've got to respond in the form of a question. You can do that by dialing up 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. We're going to be back in just a moment. We'll kick things off again with Kirk Franklin and all things in just a minute.
When the going gets tough, the tough get goings. Hey, Sinlaw, I'm attorney Jonathan Goins, and I'm committed to being there for you during tough times. Like when you're hurt after a car wreck, or you can't work after an 18-wheeler carelessly runs into the back of you. You need a lawyer who will stand and fight for you during a very difficult time in your life. That's why when the going gets tough, the tough get Goins. 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. That's 787-5607.
Goins Law Firm is a proud underwriting sponsor of this station.
Heritage Row Funeral Home and Memorial Park at 1352 Bellevue Road in Leesville, Louisiana, where your family is our family. Family owned and operated, Heritage Park is there to help you with every step of the funeral process. The goal is to eliminate stress that comes with dealing with the loss of a loved one. They provide traditional service packages, cremation services, grief counseling, and burial plots in their cemetery. They accept all insurance policies over a 2-year status. They provide funeral services in and out of state with no limit to the distance of travel. The office hours are Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., Saturday and Sunday by appointments only, with a 24-hour call line for immediate need. Funeral director and grief counselor Laura Simeon is available at 337 353-8762 or 337-353-4838. The website is www.heritageroad.com and the Facebook page, Heritage Row Funeral Home and Memorial Park. Heritage Row Funeral Home and Memorial Park is a proud sponsor of this station.
Today's weather is brought to you by Heritage Row Funeral Home.
I'm on the phone with meteorologist Doug Kramer from the National Weather Service in Lake Charles. Doug, welcome to the station.
Thanks for having us on, Wade.
All right. Now, give us an update on Francine. Where is she located, and what are the areas of impact?
Well, Wade, Francine, the National Weather Service in Lake Charles is monitoring this system very closely. It's currently located just southeast of Brownsville in the western Gulf of Mexico. And currently it's a tropical storm still. Sustained winds at 65 miles per hour. Francine's moving very slowly off to the north, and we do believe it's going to begin to shift to the northeast and make its way towards the central Louisiana coastline over the next 36 hours.
Now, is it true that the slower a storm moves, the more strength it can gain out in the Gulf with the warm waters out there?
Well, that's not necessarily the case. You know, overnight, yesterday evening and then overnight, Francine has ingested a little bit of dry air, and that's kind of it's kind of slowed down its intensity a little bit. So it's been kind of holding steady at about 65 mile per hour, holding steady at tropical storm status, it's not been upgraded to a hurricane just yet. So there's other factors that come into play when it comes to intensity levels.
And so the areas of impact, as you mentioned, the central Louisiana coastline, where would theoretically Francine be headed when it once it reaches the coast?
The National Weather Service is forecasting a landfall somewhere along that central Louisiana coastline. So anywhere around that Vermilion Bay, Morgan City area, that is a concern at the moment. Now, the trend has been slightly shifted to the east just a little bit. However, that central Louisiana coastline appears to be consistently the area that we're most concerned with.
And the rainfall amounts, what are we forecasting that it's going to get?
Well, the National Weather Service in Lake Charles is forecasting 6 to 8 inches of rainfall along the central Louisiana coastline up to around Lafayette and New Iberia area. We could see some isolated amounts higher than that. Now for the Alexandria area and areas of central Louisiana, you're looking more 2 to 4, maybe 2 to 5 inches in that area as well. So it'll be a little bit lesser amounts as we get further to the northwest of this system.
And it's expected to make landfall when?
Well, the National Weather Service is forecasting landfall Wednesday afternoon, maybe Wednesday early evening, right there along that central Louisiana coastline.
Doug Kramer, National Weather Service in Lake Charles, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Wade, you take care, sir.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe it.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things. God can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way. And my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things. I said I can do all things.
I understand.
I know days it won't always be easy. So it's good to know I'll never let you down. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
I'm so sure.
God can do all things. Talking about doubts that flood my mind. I'm out of funds and I'm out of time. I need a blessing. I need you to do all things.
See, I understand that.
I know days it won't always be easy.
Just in case I fall.
So it's good to know I'll never let you down.
Yeah.
Talking about all things.
All the things.
All the big and the small things.
Yeah.
God can do all things.
All
the
the big and the small things.
Let's go.
God can do all things.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things. Woo. All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yes.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things.
See the blessings coming.
All the big and the small things.
We had to get you ready for it.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yes, sir.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive.
All things is subject to Jesus Christ, and there's nothing that doesn't have to answer to him. Kirk Franklin on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. Well, this September 10th day is a birthday for some famous Americans, such as Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker, ballet prodigy Misty Copeland, rapper Big Daddy Kane, and the godfather of neo-soul, Roy Ayers. I know you remember, Everybody Loves the Sunshine. Man, I love that song. Hey, if it's your birthday today, then let me know about it. Invite me to your party, and we will be there next hour. 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. As the music rolls on, I've got Otis Kemp and Lena Bird Miles, Samar Newsom, and this is the brand new Vanessa Bell Armstrong. It's called Today on the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Let's go!